Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been talking about the heart and the importance of what we center our lives around. And the heart, when the Bible speaks of the heart, that's what it's talking about. Your emotions, your feelings, everything. Your heart, what you're centering it around. God says, I want you to love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself. You see that? God wants your undivided attention. If our hearts are left unattended, they will go in the wrong direction. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. You have to give your heart attention moment by moment. Your heart, the Bible says the heart is deceitful. In Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind. To give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. But the Bible says, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose heart hasn't departed from the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers, brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. You listening to me? When you trust God, he's going to make sure you prosper. He's going to make sure you increase when you trust God. Are you catching this? Your heart, when you center your life around Him, doesn't matter what's going on in the world. He said you shouldn't be anxious in the year of drought, but you will continue to bear fruit in drought. You'll produce fruit. You will keep producing fruit when your trust is in the Lord and your heart is with Him. Now listen. So, we've been talking about this heart, and the heart is the control center. And last time I preached was on a loyal heart. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are loyal towards him. He's scanning the earth continuously, looking for loyal hearts. He's recruiting people, his people, to do his will now. Now. That's what he's doing. He's looking for people to do his will. And that he's looking for you and me. If you belong to him, that's what he's looking for. He wants you to do his will. And when you do his will, you find out who you are. You know, isn't that something those girls, those teenagers and Tristan and these young people, think about it. God had a plan for their life before they were even in their mother's womb. And you're my life. And it even says, before you were born, he sanctified you, set you apart. He had a place for you set apart. That's why a lot of places we didn't fit in life. We have a bunch of misfits in here. That's real. That's me. I never fit anywhere. When I come to Christ, I fit in this bunch. You see that? You fit. And that's where the plan and purpose of God is made known to you, is in the church. See that? That's how you discover who you really are. That's what people are looking for, their identity. You're not just who you are after you're pushed out of your mother's womb. You got to be born again to to start living. You're not even living till you're born again. See that? That's why sin, the Bible says we're born in sin. Sin separates us from God in every area. Psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually. We came into this world in sin. All those areas of our life were separated from God. God's Word calls you to get those areas in line with Him. See that? The Word, when you come here and you hear the gospel preached over you and prophesied over you, He's calling you to get your life psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically in line with what He says. When you begin to do that, you're becoming whole. The word wholeness is the word sozo, which means to be made whole from many scattered parts. Your life is scattered. And God calls you to wholeness. Things start to make sense. The dots start to come together. I'm finding out who I am, why I'm here on this earth. God has a purpose and plan for everybody on the planet. They just haven't answered that call yet. All right. It takes place in your heart. God's calling you. All right, let's go. Let's go to the vision. Yes. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for everyone here. We thank You for those who are tuned in live stream. We just thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. We just pray that Your Word would go forth today and Your anointing would increase. We just thank You for those You are calling. You're calling everyone to know who You are. Father, we thank You for it and we trust You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Now look. Has anybody been tested this week? The word test means to examine for authenticity by experience. To examine for authenticity by experience. So we're all tested. He's testing your heart. He wants to see if it's authentic. The experiences you go through, there's a reason for it. God wants to see if you're authentic and real. If you're real and authentic, now He can use you. He wants to use you. Every one of us. But if you're not, He can't use you. See that? Because it's all about His will. His will is authentic and real. You see this? That's what He's calling you to. He wants you to do His will. Now, go with me. So, we're talking today about a believing heart. A believing heart. So, go with me to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That word saved is the word sozo. Be made whole, sozo. Now look at this. Give me the next one. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see this? With the heart one believes to what? Righteousness. Righteousness means in right relationship to God. Now look. And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, salvation. Salvation comes out when you get an agreement with God and you begin to prophesy it over your life and speak it. Salvation, wholeness, health, rescue. The word salvation, I was watching Donita and I and Olivia, we watched a movie the other night, and it was The Lion. A young boy that got lost in India and ended up on a train and got way away, really far away from his parents. And you can see, you can even see that in India, that's just, there's so much, there's so many people there. I've been over there 8 times, and I've just seen the children everywhere walking around. It's, just don't know, some of them don't know where their parents are at all. But he got lost, and there was a scene in there where these kids were looking for stuff through in a big dump, big pile of dump. They were standing and traipsing through this dump, and they were searching for stuff. And I've seen that with my own eyes over in India, children standing in a dump, some of them naked. So poor, they're naked, looking for something they can use, something they can salvage. That's where that word salvage, the word salvation there, if you do the etymology on that word, it comes from the word salvage. Donita and I put stuff out in the trash sometimes. Sometimes somebody will come by and pick it up before it even gets dark. It's not the trash man. It's somebody who's salvaging it. See that? Salvage. You know what the word salvage means? To take what was wasted and put to use. Oh. Did you get that? Your life is wasted when it's not in God's will. You're wasting your time. It's a waste. You get in God's will, you're salvaged. He sees your life. He goes through all that. He picks you out. He's got a plan and purpose for your life. It's no longer a waste. Are you catching this? It's only in His will. That's where salvation is. This is what we need to teach our children. This is what children need to understand. Are you getting this? Now look at this. Go with me quickly to Exodus chapter 3. Moses is being called. And Moses, okay, Moses, when he was a child, was abandoned, and they put him in, his mother put him in a little, like a basket, and floated him down the Nile River. Pharaoh's wife found him and brought Moses into the palace. You know, there's people that they don't even know their parents. You know what? You're what God is looking for. Never known your parents. You're the very one God is looking for. You're equipped. Listen to me. Moses was raised in the palace. You know, in the palace, they had their pinkies out when they ate. Anything they wanted to eat, and plenty of it. The upper echelon. You see that? The well-to-do. Everything he wanted, it was there. And he was raised in the palace. But outside the walls of the palace was injustice. And slavery, and all kinds of things going on outside the walls of the palace. Moses, at 40 years old, murdered someone, an Egyptian, and ran. He ran to the backside of the wilderness and started herding sheep for 40 more years. Moses is 80 years old in this scene of his life. So, if you think you're too old, and you think the gospel is for the young people, you need to get a revelation. God is not near done with you yet. God has a plan and much for you to accomplish. It says in Joshua chapter 13, much to accomplish. I'm up in my years, but there's much to accomplish. Don't ever think you're too old. God has a plan. Now think about this. So Moses is in this scene here. Now watch. And there's the burning bush. If you read early in this chapter, it talks about the burning bush. God is speaking to him. He's 80 years old. He's comfortable in what he's doing. Herding sheep, taking care of sheep. Everything's good. He's liking it. He doesn't want to be bothered. He's chilling. Look, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land. To a large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Budlites, and the Bugbites. We need to get them all out of there, especially those last two. Are you with me? Ain't no real light in that bud, amen? Or that bug bite either, amen? Watch this. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Now, think about this. Moses is overwhelmed because he knows what's going on. He's seen it firsthand. He's probably weeping, doesn't talk about much about what he's going through, but I know his emotions are on a roller coaster. God is recruiting Moses. You know why? Because he's equipped. Because what he's gone through in life. If you've been through something, you're a prime candidate. You see that? I know people that have grown up in a storybook household. White fence, mom and dad up in there, kids raised in church, went to church Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday night. I know them. I know. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for what they're doing. I know kids. All kinds of stuff up in there. Different colors. Different backgrounds. Serving God. Right in the center of God's will. Married 3 and 4 times. Well, marriage is forever. It is forever. When it fails, God's calling you. You see that? To His will. You can get right in His will and fulfill His will and be fulfilled in life and your children, no matter where they've come from, no matter what they've gone through. This thing about, you know what I'm saying. It's not about that. God's recruiting people to do His will. Am I making sense today? Moses was prepared and equipped. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:27, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. and the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are mighty, and the base things of this world to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But we are of Him in Christ Jesus, who became for us the wisdom of God, the righteousness of God, the sanctification of God, and the redemption of God. Let him who glories glory in this. What's the word glory? What God originated and intended. Glory in what? That Jesus is the wisdom we need. He's the righteousness we need. He's the sanctification we need. And he's the redemption we need to become who God created you to be. Oh, Jesus, go with me to Acts 9. Saul is the Saul of Tarsus. And Saul is a Pharisee. And he is a Jew, killing Christians, killing people who confess Jesus as the Messiah, thinking he's doing God's will. Because they didn't think Jesus, he didn't think Jesus was the Messiah. Now, that's what he's thinking. He's thinking he's doing God's will. So, here he is. Jesus comes back to earth, comes to Saul, and blinds him, knocks him off his horse, and blinds him. Why did he blind him? He had to blind him because he was looking too much at everything outwardly. He was caught up in his own education. He was caught up in all he knew, and he was becoming a rock star in the Pharisees. Big deal. He was coming. Big deal. And Jesus knocks him off and he says, why? Why do you persecute me? This is Jesus. Jesus is all about you. He said, why do you persecute me? You see, when you do Jesus' people wrong, Jesus gets involved. Because he's for you. You see that? He says, what you do to these people, you're doing it to me. That's what's going on in this scene in Acts 9. Watch. Now, you know, I was studying this week, and I was in Genesis 39, and it talks about Joseph. And Joseph was a man of character. And Joseph was put in Potiphar's house as a slave. And Joseph served so well as a slave, Potiphar gave him a promotion and put him in charge of everything in the house. And Potiphar was out doing his thing one day, and his wife tried to get close to him. Says that she thought he was handsome. She tried to talk to him. She tried to have a relationship with him. She got him in the bed and tried to. He hopped out of there and ran. He said, how could I do this against my God? She lied on him and said that he raped her. He ends up in prison. The Bible says in Genesis 39, verse 20 through 23, you can look at that. Look at that now. Now, listen. It says, his master, Joseph's master, put him in prison. Hadn't done anything wrong because she lied on him, put him in prison. The next line says, God went with him. God was with him in the prison. Are you getting this? No matter where you are, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done, if you know Jesus, he's going with you. He says, If you're going in, I'm with you. If you have to have surgery this week, you're going in, I'm going in with you. You see that? If your wife left you, I'll never leave you. If your husband left you, I'll never leave you. Oh, he's with you. That makes me want to do a dance. How do you know that's true? I have a long story. We can talk later. He's with you. You see this? Saul knocked off that horse. He had to be blinded because he was too looking at everything. He was caught up in his own deal. He needed to be knocked off because he needed some insight. He was too fixed on what was going on externally. He needed to see what was going on internally. Jesus gets a hold of Ananias. Now watch this. Look what he says. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. Now look at that. Goes to Ananias. God trusted Ananias. You see, God is looking for people he can trust. He's looking for people he can trust to do his will and to carry out his mission. Are you listening to me? No matter where it's at in your life. You listen to him. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they know me, and neither nothing shall pluck them out of my hand. They know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Are you listening to me? When you know his voice, you're going to follow him. He's looking for people he can trust. He wants to trust you. That's why you take tests. He wants to trust you so you can be efficacious and influential in completing his mission and helping others into the kingdom. You see this? Now think about this. He's looking for people he can trust. You know, there's something God has gifted everyone in this room. He's gifted you with something that, you know, not everybody has. There's something about you that no one else can do. God has a plan and purpose for your life, and he's gifted you. There's something you do well. That's where you fulfill his will. And you focus, you put everything you have into that thing, you're going to be in his will. You catching this? Put it all in there. And you'll be in his will. And it shows up in the church. It's developed in the church. I didn't want to hear that, but that's where it is. Now look. He wants to trust you. Your response is your responsibility. Are you catching this? This is huge. Paul said in Acts 21, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. We need to discover what he's calling us to.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.